Going on, gents. It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we go yet again. As much as I like to poke fun at India by calling them Kukistan, when Indian men decide to get busy, they get busy. I.e. the last HMT episode I did, where dude decided to give his wife the Molaram treatment. Now, this article I actually found on Yahoo, and it was published on the 26th of July. Man in India decapitates wife over infidelity suspicion, then walks miles with her severed head. Gentlemen, this is not the first time that a man in India has done this. Nakafodi Maji, 55, reportedly suspected his wife, Sachala Maji, of infidelity and murked her by slitting her throat with a katori, a sharp dagger, during a heated argument at around 3:30 a.m. on July 15th in Odisha's Dekanaki, I'm pretty sure I butchered that, district. Maji then reportedly beheaded Sachala before walking 7 miles toward the nearest police station with her severed head. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Locals of the Chandaskari Puri, of course I butchered that, village, were horrified as Maji was captured en route to the Gondia police station. Witnesses reportedly apprehended him at Jankira village and informed the police. Joranda police arrested Maji and registered a case against him. Police also recovered the blood-stained weapon Maji had used in the crime. The investigation is currently ongoing. Maji and the deceased woman were married for 25 years. They had 2 sons, according to the police. Wow. Let me reiterate. When Indian men decide to put the mask on, they go all the way. Oh, yeah. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gotta go with a 10. Method of execution. A katori, a sharp dagger. Well, you know what that means. It falls in the hot butter knife of doom category. So I'm going with the 10. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 15. Because can you imagine the horror of people who actually saw this man walking with a severed head? Yeah, that's going to fuck a whole lot of people up. So yeah, psychological impact is definitely a 15. And for the brutality factor, come on now, decapitated? Yeah, that's a pretty bad way to go. So I got to go with a 10 on that one. So Mr. Maji gets a score of 45. Gentlemen, as I stated before, this is not the first man in India to decapitate his cheating wife and walk to the police station with her head. As a matter of fact, back in ye olden days, not really, but I did an article about a guy who caught his wife in the act and he lopped her head off with a machete. Yeah, the machete of malice. He used that and he wrapped her head up, walked to the police station. They actually had it on film. The dude was so pissed that they actually gave him a cup of water to calm him down. I'm pretty sure you can find that video if you really search for it. But yeah, when Indian men decide to get down, they get down. Hence why India, while it does have some pretty cucked practices like groom kidnapping, which is very ironic, going off in the weeds a little bit. But when you go back to the whole Boko Haram deal with the schoolgirls, they literally started a campaign called Bring Our Girls Back. However, when news came out that men in India were literally being kidnapped and gunpoint and forced into marriage, the world had nothing to say. Ironic, isn't it? But let's get back to the main topic. Yeah, men in India are saying, oh, no. Cheat on me till death do we part is going to be put into practice. Hey, it is what it is. Well, read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and this quote-unquote sexual liberation that you enjoy will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, if you're already married to a man or in a relationship where that man has given you his commitment and you step on it and decide to step out on him, guess what? Not all men are going to take it on the chin. There's going to be more and more men who decide, oh, okay, you betray me, guess what's going to happen? I'll go into the cage, your ass is going into that box. End of story. It is what it is. This man ain't the first, he won't be the last. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.